Shankar Shoda was killed by Lord Krishna. Now, this pastime is very interesting since it has a lot to do with the disappearance day of Srila Gaurika Shodas Babaji, which is also today. Let us first hear this pastime and then understand its connection to Srila Gaurika Shodas Babaji's unearthly personality. It was once during Holika Purnima that Krishna and Balaram entered the forest of Vrindavan, fully decorated and anointed. They praised the night and the rising moon. Thought you could read a bird, so therefore. So, at that time, a wonderful breeze was going over the fields of Vrindavan. It was filled with the scent of lotus flowers, and many bees were flying completely intoxicated in this breeze of jasmine flower fragrance. Krishna and Balaram sang wonderful songs, producing the full range of all musical sounds. In other words, they sang so beautifully that you could hear all the sounds which are there in music, all the ragas, and gave happiness to the ears and minds of all living beings. Now, when the gopis heard the wonderful singing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they became completely stunted. Their garments loosened and their hair and garlands became disarranged. Now at this particular time, Sankachuda, who was a servant of Kuvera, passed this forest and he saw the beautiful scene. Sankachuda had heard once from Narada Muni about King Kamsa and his strengths, and having heard about Kamsa, he took up his club, which weighed 100,000 bhadras, and challenged Kamsa for a fight. I'm very sorry, I think I have to stop here and go someplace, and I mean the trouble is very severe, so you have to excuse me. I just have to, I think you run behind. If you wait for 10 minutes, I'll come back, and I'm, or maybe, I'm really sorry, I can't continue, I have to do something. I don't want to tell you what I have to do. Hare Krishna. He wanted to fight with him, and he took up his club, which weighed of 100,000 bharas. Now, what is a bhara? I couldn't find that out. Does anyone of you know bhara? No. He had a very heavy club and challenged Kamsa for a duel in the royal assembly, and they even gave prizes. When he said to Kamsa, when you win, I will become your servant, and if I am winning in this duel, you have to become my servant for a long, long time. So they were fighting, and the chat chata sound from the colliding clubs sounded like black clouds rumbling together. There was even a lightning. When they were fighting, the two demons appeared to dance, and they looked like elephants fighting for a prize. So after some time, the clubs broke, and they began punching each other for 27 days. And then, when they were fighting, Kamsa threw Sankarsuda 800 miles into the sky. So it is described, when Sankarsuda landed after he was thrown so high, he was a little bit disturbed. Then Sankarsuda took Kamsa and threw him 80,000 miles, not 800 miles, 80,000 miles. And when Kamsa landed, he was also somewhat disturbed. So then they again began to fight until the whole earth was trembling. After some time, Garga Rishi came and he said, Sankarsuda, don't you notice something? When you were fighting with Airavata, the elephant of Indra, he fainted after receiving your blows, but Kamsa not. Why is it? He is destined to be killed by Krishna, and also you, Sankarsuda, are destined to be killed by Krishna. So make friends. So this is how Kamsa and Sankarsuda became the biggest of friends. First they were the greatest fighters, then they became friends. This is how demons are. So in the night they went past the Rasa dance area, and and Sankarsuda heard this wonderful music going on in the forest of Vrindavan here in this area. So he felt very attracted to look what was going on, and he saw Radha and Krishna with eyebrows which were very captivating. He saw Krishna looking as charming as 10 million cupids. So then he thought, this is very interesting, that he should enjoy the gopis. And with a big stick, he went and took one gopi called Shatachandranana gopi and drove her away from the rest of the gopis. Now, this is also what Sankarsuda represents. He represents a certain anatta, which is the desire, morbid desire for the company of females. And the desire for name and fame. So Krishna, of course, saw this demon, and he gave the gopis in the charge of Balaram, and then approached Sankarsuda, who had a tiger's face with a lolling tongue. So Sankarsuda, when he saw Krishna coming, first began to flee into the direction of the Himalayas. And he uprooted a sala tree, but Krishna threw a sala tree on top of him, and at that Sankarsuda fell down to the ground. Sankarsuda then punched Krishna and roared, a sound which was heard in the circle of all the directions. The earth shook. Finally, Krishna severed the head of Sankasura and took the jewel and gave it to Balaram, because he saw all the gopis wanted the jewel, and in order to avoid competition, he thought, better I give the jewel to Balaram. Then, as Lokanath Swami has said already, an effulgence left the demon's body and entered Sridham. Because Sankasura is actually Sridham, who was cursed. Radha had cursed Sridham once when he prevented her to enter into an area where Krishna was enjoying with Viraja Gopi. So when Sridham heard this curse, he went to Krishna, and Krishna said, don't be sad. By a partial expansion of yourself, you will become a demon and fight, but you will be killed by my hand. And then you will attain your former identity. So this is how, why the soul of Sankasura entered into the body of Sridham. So this lila represents the killing of the greed for name and fame and the morbid desire for the company of females. So I want to ask one English-speaking devotee to read this about Gokishodas Babaji, because I have to run again. Dasavatam. Maybe you can read it and then end the class. Okay, I'm sorry, this is a once in a lifetime event. Won't come again, hopefully. Hare Krishna.
Gokishodas Babaji, renunciation personified. This is from Teachings of Queen Kunti, page number 63. To be materially impoverished is the first qualification of a devotee. One who does not possess anything in this material world but simply possesses Krishna is called Akinchana. The word Akinchana means one who has lost all material possessions. The devotees of the Lord are called Akinchanas because they have practically no material assets. Such material assets are all products of the three modes of material nature. They foil spiritual energy, and thus, the less we possess such products of material nature, the more we have a good chance for spiritual advancement. As long as we have even the slightest tinge of an idea of becoming happy materially, in some way or other, we shall have to accept a material body. Akinchana also means one who has nothing to give materially. Effectual devotee or Mahatma does not give anything material to anyone because he has already left all material assets. He can, however, deliver the supreme asset, namely the personality of Godhead, because he is the only property of effectual devotee. Gokishodas Babaji was Akinchana. He used to sit on the ground next to the municipal lavatory chanting. One may question why he did this. The answer is because he didn't want to be disturbed by anyone. Because he was a saintly person, many people would come and ask for his blessings. He did not like being disturbed by all these people who were only interested in material blessings and not in taking spiritual instructions. So Gokishodas Babaji would sit next to the lavatory so that he would not be bothered by these rascals due to bad smell. Once when Maharaj came to see him, this Maharaj had organized a Sankirtan festival and came to invite Gokishodas Babaji. After many requests, Gokishodas said, Maharaj, you have many tenants. Why are you trying to make me your tenant? Because you are a rich man, you want your tenants to carry out your order. So you also want me to carry out your order. Why? The Maharaj said, no, sir, you are my lord. Whatever you say, I will carry out. So Gopeshwar said, if you are so obedient, then don't go home. Sit down here. Better to give up your dress and chant Hare Krishna. With that, the Maharaj fled. So Gopeshwar Das Babaji was also very humorous. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Gopeshwar Das Babaji Maharaj, spiritual master of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, who is renunciation personified. He is always merged in the feeling of separation and intense love of Krishna. This is from a lecture in Mayapur 1975 on October 6th. Hare Krishna. Thank you.